All right. Well, good morning, everyone. I guess I would first just want to start any discussion with anyone that would have to do with the media with a simple ask. And that is that I want to develop a relationship with you just as I've had the opportunity to develop a relationship with beef producers across this entire country in the last 16 years that I've had an opportunity to work within the animal health industry. And I think that relationships are very critical, but they're very important, and they're kind of the prerequisite for how we can start the journey of how we want to work together. And I've only been in this role here for about a week, so I am no doubt drinking from a pretty big fire hose, but having the time of my life doing it. Just a little bit about my background. I was born and raised in Uvalde, Texas, which is in the southwest area of the state, about 70 miles west of San Antonio. So real close to the Mexico border. And that's a part of the world that you better understand a little bit about how to speak Spanish or you may not survive. But it's an area of the country that I'm very proud of. It's home of the former governor of Texas, Dolph Briscoe. And it's an area of the country that's very diversified. It's known as the winter garden area. So you have a lot of winter vegetables that are grown there. You've got a lot of other crops that are grown there. And you've got a very diversified livestock base. But there's no doubt about it. Beef is the center of focus for a big part of that region. And my family-owned operation was a diversified livestock farm. It was an operation that later expanded to include what was at one point in time a meat market and kind of a combination truck stop business. And that business was focused around marketing locally grown corn-fed beef and pork. And so it was serving a niche market, but it was one that we felt was the right thing to do in terms of expanding and modifying the business model of our family business. And the reason that drove that change was a lot of what I see going on in this industry today. We had two major packers in that part of the world, Ragline and Swift. And those two exited stage left, if you will. And that created a really, really challenging situation. So we had, number one, we had to understand how do we change our business model to understand where we can extract more value. And then we also had to understand a lot about how we manage through trading partners, if you will. With the Mexico border not, but just 70 miles away, that was an opportunity for us to understand how we might work more closely with some of our Mexican business partners. So it's a lifetime experience that I cherish. It's a lifetime experience that I feel is going to help me, and it already has for the last 17 years, and it no doubt will going into this role, by being able to really understand and appreciate and relate to what our industry is going through at this point in time. As you well know, with the world we live in today, it's changed a lot. It's changed a whole lot just here in the past 6 months. But with the economic uncertainty that we live in today, that's one of the things that I take very personal and I take very seriously. And so I'm looking forward to this role as the CEO of NCBA. It's a role that I am extremely honored to be given the privilege to serve in. It is simply a dream come true for a young man from South Texas that has had an enormous opportunity within the animal health industries and within our family business, and today to be in this type of a role. A little bit about my education. Really, you could sum it up in one sentence. It's a little bit of a combination of science and business. And that's what I thrive on. That's what really drives me, is the balance between how we make science-based decisions, but with that information, how we make good business decisions. My undergraduate was at Texas A&M University. My focus was in animal science with a minor in more of the ag business area. I later went on to business school, and I wanted to attend a top-tier business school, and I had that opportunity after I went into the animal health industry. I took a two-year assignment out of the beef industry into the swine industry. I worked with the top five swine integrators in the world. I was based in North Carolina. I had an opportunity then to go back to graduate school. Went to business school at the University of North Carolina, and it was one of the most incredible experiences I've ever had. It was taking me out of my element. It was taking me out of an environment that I was comfortable with. Now, no doubt our family operation had a combination of pork production and beef production, but to go into an operation where you had a million sows, that was a big wow, and I learned a lot from that experience. The business school experience has been really neat. I think the biggest thing that I brought from that was I waited about 4 years before I went into that program and was hopefully able to apply some of the learnings immediately in my career. The last 5 years, I've had an opportunity to work with Elanco Animal Health. I started with what was Upjohn Animal Health that transitioned to Pharmacia, then to the major merger with Pfizer Animal Health. So I really started with one company that changed a lot over about 12 years. The last 5 years, I've had an opportunity to be responsible for the beef marketing area of our business at Elanco Animal Health. A great team, a great culture, and I have a lot of friends within the animal health area, and it's an experience that I will also cherish as well, because it taught me a lot about how you look at responsible innovation. It taught me a lot about how you look at introducing technologies that not only increase productivity, but really give producers the opportunity to receive a profit and a profit margin that can be sustainable. And as you well know, that's a big deal in our industry today, is how do we focus on ways to create opportunities for profit. So that hopefully gives you just a little bit of my background, a little bit about the experiences that I've had. And there's probably a question that some of you might have around, well, why NCBA? And that's a million-dollar question. I've had, interesting enough, some really unique questions here this week. I think I've probably got about 50 pages of notes now of people giving insight about, here's what I think you should focus on and here's what I don't think you should focus on. And the first way I've addressed some of that is it's really not about me. It's about us. The first reason why NCBA has to do with the staff. This is an incredibly talented, competent group of individuals that have more passion for the industry than anyone I've ever met. It is really a blessing in the sky to be able to come into an organization, number one, having had volunteer leadership roles for the last 10 to 12 years, but also a mentor by the name of Terry Stokes, and a guy I have a tremendous respect and admiration for. So that's the real neat part of coming into this role, and there's still a feeling of drinking from a fire hose. I've only been here again for a few days, but I think the volunteer leadership roles over the last 12 years has really fueled my passion. And when Terry's resignation came, I had an opportunity to have a discussion with Jeff Simmons, who's the president of Elanco Animal Health. And within about 5 minutes into that discussion, he said, Forrest, the last thing I would want you to do is to leave Elanco, but I think this could be your calling. Now, whether or not that's true or not, I think the future will answer, but I can tell you that this is an opportunity that I am truly honored to have, and I'm really, really looking forward to it. The last quick comment I would make is coming back to where I started. The relationship with you, I think, is critical. I think it's important. And I want it to be data-focused. I want it to be very open, and I want it to be very transparent. And I look forward to getting to know those of you that I don't on a very personal level. So